Good morning, everybody. Chester Happy Church Devotional Podcast. Thanks so much for being with us. As we get started this morning, Mitch brings us in. We'll be in Genesis 27 as we talk about Esau and Jacob. Still, Esau angry, Jacob going to find a wife. We'll be back.
Feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, this morning we will turn our attention to the book of Genesis, Genesis 28. I said 27 in my intro. I apologize. It's 28, the beginning of 28. Jacob's departure. Jacob and Esau have the split. Rachel sends Jacob on because she's afraid. Not Rachel, Rebecca. He marries Rachel on his journey. Rebecca, his mother, sends him on because she's afraid that Esau is going to kill Jacob, and Rebekah loves Jacob. And God had made a promise that the older would serve the younger. Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. Jacob received the blessing, deceived his father, and got the blessing of Esau as the firstborn son. And so now Esau's bitter and angry. We talked about that yesterday. So here we go, Jacob's departure. So Isaac summoned Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, "Do not marry a Canaanite girl. Go at once to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Marry one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, so that you may become an assembly of peoples. May God give you and your offspring the blessing of Abraham, so that you may possess the land where you live as a foreigner, the land God gave to Abraham." So Isaac sent Jacob to Padan Aram, to Laban, son of Bethuel, the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Now Esau noticed that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him to Padan Aram to get a wife there. When he blessed him, Isaac commanded Jacob, "Do not marry a Canaanite girl." And Jacob listened to his father and his mother and went to Padan Aram. Esau realized that his father and Isaac disapproved of the Canaanite women. So Esau went to Ishmael and married, in addition to his other wives, Mahalath, daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son. She was the sister of Nebioth. So this is an interesting little section here in Genesis chapter 28, which I stumbled through some of the words and got confused, and I apologize for that. But as we get started in it and we think about it, it's an interesting section because we see Jacob going off or being sent by his father Isaac to go get a wife from his mother's family in the land of Padan Aram. Now, this is interesting because this is a plan that Rebecca had concocted to get Jacob away from Esau to save his life. In the previous section, which we read yesterday, she goes to Isaac, the father, and says, "You've got to send him off to find a wife," because she knows that Esau's going to kill him. Esau is plotting revenge. Esau is bitter. Esau is angry. And we can imagine why, because we can understand why, because Jacob tricked him. Jacob deceived the father to get the blessing, and the father then says, Isaac says, "I can't give you the blessing, Esau. I've already given it to Jacob." By the time we get to chapter 28, it seems that Isaac has basically said, "There's nothing we can do about this." Perhaps he had a conversation with Jacob about how deceptive he was, but really there's nothing that Isaac can do about this because the tradition was, once the blessing was given, it couldn't be taken back. And so he gives it to Jacob, and now by the time we come to chapter 28 here, he says to Jacob, basically very calmly, "Go and find your wife from your mother's brother, from the family of your mother's brother, Laban, and as you go do that, may God bless you, may God give you the blessing of Abraham, may God make you fruitful and multiply, make you into a great nation, and bring you back to this land to dwell as, not as sojourners, but rather to dwell permanently in the land of Canaan." And so Isaac is continuing to express this blessing of God upon, or pronounce this blessing of God upon Jacob as he goes to get his wife from Laban, his mother's daughter, his mother's brother. Now, this is an interesting thing as well because Esau hears this. Now, Esau's still angry. Esau's still bitter. So we can read this and say, all right, Jacob has kind of snuck his way in. Rebecca is working her magic with Isaac. Isaac has accepted the fact that he has blessed his son and the wrong one, and now he is just continuing on. There's nothing we can do about that. And he's going to continue to give that blessing to Jacob. And now he gives Jacob the blessing of Abraham and says, you come back and may God bless you and establish you in this land, which you're now dwelling as sojourners, but make it your permanent dwelling. So Esau hears all this. Esau's still angry. Esau's still bitter. Esau's still upset. And so what does Esau do? Well, he's holding that grudge. And we talked about this grudges yesterday, how grudges affect, right? Grudges affect you more than anybody else. And so he's holding this grudge, and he's angry and he's upset, which we can understand. But he's angry and upset, so what does he do? Well, he goes off and marries a Canaanite woman because he hears his father say to Jacob, don't marry one of these Canaanite women. Go marry somebody of your own family, of your own people. Don't marry one of these Canaanite women. And it displeased Isaac to think about how Jacob may marry one of these Canaanite women. And so what does Esau do? Well, Esau says, I'm going to do whatever I can. Not only am I angry at Jacob, I'm angry at my father, I'm angry at my mother. He's angry at everybody. And so what does he do? He goes out and marries a Canaanite girl. He goes to the Ishmaelites and marries a Canaanite girl, someone outside of the line of Isaac. Early on, right, Abraham is the one through whom the promise comes, and it's been passed down to Isaac, not Ishmael. But he goes to an Ishmaelite, and he marries an Ishmaelite just to irritate his father, just to upset and prove his prove that he is mad and angry at his father. And he takes other wives among himself as well. So he's a polygamist who goes out and finds a woman among the Ishmaelites and marries her. Now that's going to cause problems for Esau later down the road. But we see how carrying on this bitterness, carrying on this anger, carrying on this frustration will drastically affect who we are. We've got to learn to let go. We've got to learn to forgive. We've got to learn to move on. And we could do that through the power of God in us in the work of Jesus Christ. It's one thing to say forgive, easier said than a classic thing, right? Forgiveness is the classic thing that's easier said than done. But when you have the power of God at work within you, and you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, and you have the forgiveness of God at work within you, as Christ is working through you and in you in his life, and you've received his forgiveness, you can learn to forgive other people. And so that's an important thing for us to keep in mind. One of the lessons from this passage is that we need to learn to forgive. That's probably the main lesson. And what Esau's desire to continue to irritate, continue to cause trouble is going to ultimately have major consequences later down the road. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. You care.